the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
They sent me home. Measles.
That's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind. That's one record you don't want to break.
Right. You don't get to hold the title very long.
Well, I think you better go upstairs and get into bed. I'll phone the doctor and be right up.
Measles. Let's hope all the others don't start coming down with it.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Right. As the warden of the state prison once said, I sure would hate to see them all break out at once.
Oh, no. Are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Oh. Did you call the doctor?
I've been trying to, honey, but the line's been busy.
Well, say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye. Oh, Alice, have you seen the thermometer?
Well, let's see, the last time I used it was in the roast beef. Oh, you mean for people. I'll get it.
Hello? May I please speak to Dr. Porter? Dr. Porter, this is Carol Brady. Would you mind stopping by the house? Well, one of the kids was sent home from school with the measles. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Jan!
You've got measles.
Golly, mothers are supposed to know everything. But do you have to keep proving it?
Well, you've got a temperature, too.
What do you mean, too?
Well, Peter was sent home from school a little while ago.
Oh, what was his temperature?
101.1.
Oh, is that all? I'm 101.2.
And you get right into bed. Dr. Porter's on the way over.
Can I tell Peter he's a point behind me?
I'm sure he'd appreciate your sympathy. Now, into bed, Jan.
I can't understand a word you're saying. Wait till I get the thermometer on. 5, 4, 3, 2, and out.
What's a seven-letter word for drink?
Good, it hasn't gone up a bit.
I need a seven-letter word for drink.
Oh, seven-letter word for drink.
Mom!
I'll be right back. Your mother's in the kitchen, sweetie, fixing that special milkshake you wanted.
Oh, yeah. See what I drew, Alice?
Oh, that's beautiful, Jan. Just beautiful.
Can you tell what it is?
Of course, it's a bird.
I don't mean that. I mean what kind of a bird.
Oh.
Alice!
I promised Peter I'd help him. Let's see. A seven-letter word for drink. I think I got it. Limeade. That's seven letters.
It starts the nest.
Now you tell me.
Alice!
How about soda pop?
That's two words. Alice!
I'll be right back. Eagle. Hawk. Vulture.
It's a swallow.
Of course, it's a swallow.
Alice!
swallow. I think I've got it. Peter, you got your pencil ready? Swallow.
I've got that one. What's a five-letter word for exhausted?
Alice.
Dr. Cameron, this is Mike Brady. I've been wondering about Peter. What do you mean, wondering what? Didn't Carol call you? No, Peter's got the measles. Yeah, maybe you didn't get the message yet. But I'd appreciate it if you drop by the house and check him over. Ah, thanks. I'll see you there. Bye.
Oh, Dr. Porter, please come in.
How are you, Carol?
Oh, fine. I'm sure glad you got here so soon. Now, not only Peter, but Jan has the measles.
That's pretty sneaky. He's trying to get two for the price of one. Oh, I'll check her as soon as I finish with Peter.
Oh, good. Will you tell Peter that I'll be right up? I'm fixing something in the kitchen for Jan.
It's upstairs, right?
Yeah, the boys' room. First room on the right. See you in a couple of minutes.
But, Peter, I am a doctor. I've always taken care of your mother's girls.
Then you're a girl's doctor.
No, I'm not. I take care of little boys, too.
I'm a big boy. Mom! Mom!
What is it? What happened?
Come here.
Excuse me.
Mom, she's a woman. We go to Dr. Cameron, a guy.
But, Peter, a doctor is a doctor. They don't take care of just boys or girls. They take care of both.
Well, she's not going to take care of me both.
Mom! What is it?
Come quick!
Oh, what in the world? Would you please explain it to him? Now, Peter, you're being very silly about this.
Mom!
Coming, coming! Jan, what's the matter?
Can't you see? There's a strange man in my room.
If you put one hand on this girl, I'll call the police.
Mrs. Brady, I presume.
Well, yeah, I think you presume too much, breaking and entering and frightening a poor little girl. You better have a good explanation for this.
Well, I think I have a rather good explanation. You see, I'm a pediatrician.
Then what are you doing here? I never heard of a doctor going door to door.
Mrs. Brady, I've been taking care of Mike's kids, well, from the time they were born. He asked me to come over. Alice brought me up.
Oh, doctor, I'm sorry. My face must be as red as her dots. Well, Mike didn't tell me that he phoned you, so naturally, when I saw a strange man, how can I apologize?
You already have, very sweetly.
Well, I called Dr. Peter Porter. She's in the room with Porter. Peter!
You mean Catherine Porter?
You know her?
No, but I've heard of her. She's an excellent doctor.
A girl's doctor.
Why don't you just relax, Jan? Well, I'll go in and talk to Dr. Porter. I'm sure I can just straighten this whole thing out in a few minutes.
Meantime, Jan and I can get better acquainted.
Only if you keep your distance.
Jan?
Sir.
Oh, Mike. It's in conference time.
Well, I was just going in,
no,
sir.
Come on, come on.
What's with a conference at a time like this when we have a kid upstairs with the measles?
Two kids. Jan has the measles, too.
Oh, wow. What'd the doctor say?
Which one? There are two doctors up there.
Why two?
Well, naturally, I call Dr. Porter, and naturally, you call Dr. Cameron. One and one makes two.
Amazing. Two doctors both making house calls. They may be drummed out of the AMA.
You haven't heard the rest of the story. Dr. Porter is a woman doctor.
Oh.
And Peter doesn't want a woman doctor.
Honey, I can't say I blame him. A guy doesn't want a woman, you know, taking his temperature.
Well, Jan isn't exactly thrilled about a man taking hers.
Dr. Cameron's a very fine doctor.
Well, Dr. Porter's a very fine doctor, too. I mean, she's taken marvelous care of the girls for...
What's wrong?
We've got the measles. All four of us.
Correction, all six of us.
You mean Jan and Peter have them, too? Well, you better call Dr. Porter.
Dr. Cameron.
Dr. Porter.
Dr. Cameron.
Hold it. They're both upstairs.
I like Dr. Cameron. He gives lollipops. Dr. Porter gives all-day suckers.
Doctors must have an arrangement with dentists.
Well, Mike and I, we certainly are going to discuss this situation.
We understand it certainly isn't necessary to double your doctors.
Well, we want who's best for the... What's best for the children?
Fine, you make your choice.
Yeah.
That's right, Dr. Cameron.
Right. And may the best man, or woman.
Thanks again.
Right.
Bye.
Oh, honey, will you stop worrying and relax? Will you, as you're a doctor?
I wouldn't dream of it.
Why?
If we used my doctor and anything went wrong, I'd never forgive myself.
Oh, fine. We use my doctor and I'd never forgive myself. Nothing doing.
Okay, you insist? We'll use my doctor.
Fine. Hold it.
Hold what?
You outmaneuvered me. Use your doctor. That's what you wanted all along, to use your doctor.
You object? Then we can use your doctor.
Oh, no. That's not going to work either.
Oh, come on, Mike. Why don't we just put it off until you can decide which doctor?
At this point, I'd settle for a witch doctor.
Oh, Greg, you are my railroad.
I'll be a sport. You can ride on it free.
Thanks a lot.
It's your turn, Peter.
All I need is two more hands.
Six. Missed it. Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have to get sick, you sure can't beat the measles.
That's right. No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yuck! Where'd you land?
I want a 90-foot yacht. Who owned that big yacht?
Jan.
Who cares? I get seasick anyway.
Mikey, would you please tell Bobby to stop it?
Listen, you kids. You promised you'd stay in the other room and color.
That's what we're doing. We're coloring. I colored a tiger, then Bobby colored a giraffe, and now Bobby wants to color me.
You?
My spots. I thought they'd look better green.
Go back and color your books. And Bobby, her spots would look rotten in green.
Hey, how about blue? I could make her spots blue.
I like them red like they are.
Go on, you two. Back to your coloring books. Go on.
Those two act like such children.
Come on, Jen. It's your turn.
Boy, I sure am lonesome for Mrs. Kittredge in that algebra class. I could almost cry. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, everything would be perfect. Except for the doctors.
Especially that woman doctor.
Yeah, women are supposed to be nurses. Men are supposed to be doctors.
Who says so? There are men nurses.
Where?
Yeah, name one place. The county hospital. I just want it, and from now on, it's going to have nothing but women doctors and men nurses.
When are you girls going to give up? Everybody knows men doctors are better than women doctors.
You're not everybody.
You're not even anybody.
Did you hear that, Greg?
You keep talking like that, girls, and...
Gentlemen, if you don't like the conversation in this room...
Which, by coincidence, happens to be a woman's room...
True. Then why don't you get lost?
Scram.
Come on, Peter, we can take a hint.
Yeah, it's time for lunch anyway.
And just for that, Marcia, no free rides on my railroad.
Oh, there's another one somewhere. I just remembered where. In the garage. I'll be right back.
Is that you, Cindy?
Yes, Mother.
Your orange juice is coming right up. Yours too, Bobby. Oh, Marcia, can it wait? Your father's looking for a bell. Now, please stop pounding on those silly drums. Happy New Year, Jen. If you'll just wait a minute, Sergeant Peter, your lunch will be right there. Oh, Alice, you know something? I bet when I go to sleep tonight, I'm going to dream about bells.
I always dream about bells. They're always the same kind. Wedding bells. And then I wake up.
No more bongo drums for Greg.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I kept getting the feeling that the natives were getting restless.
Come on, Mike, let's take these trays up.
Okay.
You got everything here?
Well, I think so. They're, six luncheon trays, five comic books, four jigsaw puzzles, three magic tricks, two ice cream bars,
and one cowbell.
Sure, great how some people can sing while other people are dying.
Why is it that kids always say they're dying?
Because to a child's mind, that is the super way of getting even.
You have to admit, though, the kids have been awfully good. After all, they're uncomfortable and they're itchy.
Yeah, and stuck up in bed. Oh, well, I think they've been really great. Hardly any trouble at all.
You were saying, Mrs. Brady?
Coming!
I'm working up, working up.
You, my dear Miss Nightingale.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. Okay, fellas, here we are, lunch. Everybody up.
Everybody get in line, because it's chow time, and such chow you've never seen.
There, yeah. Greg, isn't that beautiful?
I'd really rather have bologna.
Bologna? That's a feast fit for a king.
Then give it to the king and get me some bologna.
Mike, he's sick and irritable. If he wants bologna, then...
Okay, okay. I'll get it. Bologna.
Peter. There you go. Bobby.
Hey, Mom. Whatever happened to ladies first?
Oh, be right there. We came to this room first.
Broccoli. Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm starved.
Me too.
Here you are, sweetheart. Here, let me help you.
How come I always get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Because you love them.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting.
And last but not least...
Where's the gravy?
Oh, the gravy, I forgot. Gravy coming up! Oh, we forgot the gravy for Jan's food. She liked everything all mushed together.
Mush? Oh. Peter and Bobby want mustard.
Oh, goodness, all this up and down stairs.
I have to pay a gym $100 for this much exercise.
Jan had chicken pox, and Marcia and Cindy had mumps. There. Well, whichever doctor we choose, at least we'll have all the information on all the kids.
Except for poison oak. Now, I know that none of the boys had it.
Well, none of the girls had poison oak either.
Okay, scratch poison oak.
Greetings. How are things in Brady General Hospital?
Well, we're still featuring measles. Take a look.
What's this? Some kind of wall-to-wall scrabble?
Hey, it's a marvelous new idea, but we sure could use your help.
What illnesses, diseases do you recall?
The doctors have kept records that they can transfer from one to the other. Besides, this is wrong. Now, none of the kids have had the shots for distemper.
That's Tiger's column. I figured I might as well keep a record for the vet.
Greg.
It's time for the kids' ice cream sundaes.
Ice cream sundaes? It's almost dinner.
That's Marcia. She's afraid we didn't hear Greg.
Kids, because they have a few dots on their faces, I think they can order everybody around. I think they're taking advantage now.
I've got to do something about this memory of mine. Mr. Brady, who was it that had the flu last year that had to have one hot buttered rum after another? In addition to crossword puzzles, magnetic, a solitaire game, dartboard, and a pair of Nails, twisted nails that had to be untwisted.
Oh, now that's enough.
Which he never could get untwisted.
That was a very difficult puzzle.
Mike. You know, we almost had a very foolish argument last night.
About the doctors.
Well, look, we're both mature adults with a reasonable amount of intelligence, right? Well, I think this business of deciding upon a doctor should be handled on a very logical, reasonable, intelligent level.
Well, I couldn't agree more. What do you suggest?
Let's toss a coin.
That's beautiful. You happen to have one with you? I mean, both sides the same?
Oh, look, Mike, I'm serious. They're both fine doctors, and we know that whichever one we choose, the children are going to have the very best.
Wait a minute. The children. The children are the ones who are sick, right?
Right.
Well, they've met both of the doctors. Let's let them make the choice.
But, girls, you can't avoid it. Listen, there's going to come a time when you're going to have to use a doctor that's a man. Look, what if you were on a sinking ship and it was going down for the third time? And you developed a bad cold and the only doctor available was the ship's doctor who happened to be a man. Well, then what would you do?
Drown!
Well, there's no difference between a woman doctor and a man doctor.
But, Dad, you're the one who told us about the birds and the bees.
You got nowhere with the girls, huh?
Nope. Same progress with the boys?
Yep. Doctors, doctors. Carol, you have your own doctor, right?
Right.
You have your doctor. I have my doctor. Suppose I said to you, from now on, you have to use my doctor. What would you say to me?
Now, Mike, let's not go into that.
Exactly, and that's just the way I would react. We haven't switched to one doctor just because we got married.
That's true. Then why should the kids switch doctors?
How about that? I'm a genius.
If you're such a genius, how come you didn't think of it yesterday?
I'm what you call a slow genius.
Well, we'll just have two doctors.
Yeah, one for the boys and one for the girls. Simple. That must be a member of our medical staff.
I wonder whose. Yours or mine?
Dr. Cameron's here, too.
Good.
Hi, children.
Oh, they're getting on just fine.
Good. We thought before you went upstairs to see the children, we'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Well, of course.
Mike and I have finally reached a decision.
Some families have two cars, some families have two phones. Why not two doctors?
Why not?
Fine with us. By the way, if you call my office and a man answers, don't hang up. It'll be him.
Dr. Cameron?
Well, yes, since Dr. Porter and I met here, we've been complaining to each other about our long hours and the workload and the, well, the problems of not having an associate.
And so we've decided to combine our practice.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, that's wonderful.
How long have you had that red spot on your cheek?
What red spot?
Dr. Porter? The one on your chin.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he's got the measles.
Of course, we can't be sure until he's had an examination.
Well, we're practicing together now. Which one of us do you want?
Well, I think in order to prove a point to the boys that
I... Ah, never mind. Dr. Cameron, he's all yours. Measles. Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
Hold it.
You're not through yet.
Alice, don't tell me you're coming down with the measles.
Oh, I hope so. I'd hate to think I was just learning how to blush at my age.
Alice.